The last presentation for tonight's series is by Professor Norman Segalovitz, who I believe requires no further introduction. The title of his presentation is Assessing Second Language Productive Vocabulary in Health Professionals, Phase 3.
Thank you. So I want to acknowledge my colleagues who worked on this project, including Evika Haya, who is one of them. This is the second project in this program of research that we're carrying out to develop tools for assisting the language training part of the McGill project. As I mentioned in the previous presentation, there are many situations where a health provider needs particularly good linguistic skills in order to successfully communicate. And you heard in the last few talks about what some of these situations might be. One of the skills that a person has to have to communicate well, because of the unpredictability of these situations, is to have a good vocabulary and to have a large vocabulary, a large enough vocabulary to be able to handle unexpected turns of conversation. So how do you measure a person's second language productive vocabulary? Not just the words that they know from reading or listening, but words that they actually have access to in their brain to speak when they need them. This is a very challenging question. If you think about it for a moment, you all speak a second language, you all know a second language. Just ask yourselves, is your second language vocabulary half of what your first language is, or your three quarters, or one quarter? It's really hard to develop an insight into that sort of thing. So there has been an interesting proposal in the applied linguistics literature about a way to measure this, and we thought this would be useful, interesting to follow up on. And this is a technique that is, the logic of which is borrowed from population ecology. So biologists have a similar interest in a way. They will have a lake, and they want to know how many fish are in that lake. So we have a bilingual, and we want to know how many second language words are in the mind of that bilingual. So we adopted that logic and adapted it for using a word association test in the lab, and we're trying to validate it. And the study one, for study one, we had a paper and pencil test in which we carried out this association task, and I can tell you more about it when we talk at the poster site, and I'll explain the logic of how we translated from biology to psychology. But this study one actually did validate the logic of this test, but we discovered some aspects of it that we could improve. So study two, we've collected the data on, looks at this, and we're just analyzing those data now, and we also have data in study two regarding comfort level in communicating about health in a first and second language, so we can look to see whether the vocabulary measure that we have here relates in any way to that. And then ultimately, for future studies, we want to do this with health professionals and actually put the task online. It's a very time-consuming experiment to process the data on, but if we do it online, it'll be a lot easier for us. And then ultimately, as I said, we want this to become an evaluative tool so that the sort of situations that we heard in the last couple of presentations where nurses are being trained, we could also see whether their vocabulary, productive vocabulary, has increased as a function of that training. So I'll be happy to talk more about this when we get to the poster site. Thank you very much.